This is VOA Zero Notes.
I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the stories related to the global coronavirus pandemic that are making news today. Britain on Thursday launched a trial to assess the immune responses generated if two doses of the COVID-19 vaccines from Pfizer and AstraZeneca are combined in a two-shot schedule. The British researchers behind the trial said data on vaccinating people with the two different types of coronavirus vaccines could help an understanding of whether shots can be rolled out with greater flexibility around the world. Initial data on immune responses is expected to be generated around June. A member of the World Health Organization-led team searching for clues to the origins of COVID-19 in the central Chinese city of Wuhan said work was needed to try to trace genetic elements of the virus in bat caves. Peter Daszak, a zoologist and animal disease expert, said the team in Wuhan had been receiving new information about how the virus led to the pandemic. It was first identified in the city in late 2019. He did not elaborate, but said there was no evidence to suggest it emerged from a lab. Thailand will import the first doses of AstraZeneca's vaccine from Asia after Europe enforced export controls, the country's health minister said on Thursday. The European Union last week set restrictions on the exports of vaccines from the bloc through to March, to ensure it gets the supplies it had bought in advance, including shots from AstraZeneca. And French President Emmanuel Macron wants the generation that will turn 20 in 2030 to be the first tobacco-free one. This is VOA News. And in stories making headlines in the United States, the White House and the labor leaders connected with the retail, wholesale, and department store union have discussed the group's effort to unionize an Amazon facility in the U.S. state of Alabama. That's what a union official is saying. Amazon is America's second biggest private employer behind Walmart. Amazon does not have any labor in the United States, union labor, and workers at its fulfillment center in Bessemer, Alabama, would be the first to join if they vote in favor. The U.S. Justice Department is considering whether to charge members of far-right groups involved in the deadly January 6th storming of the Capitol under a federal law usually used against organized crime. That's coming from two law enforcement sources. The Racketeer Influence and Corrupt Organizations Act, known as RICO, allows prosecutors to fight certain ongoing racketeering crimes, such as murder, kidnapping, bribery, and money laundering. The 1970 statute can give hefty criminal penalties, including up to 20 years in prison and seizure of assets obtained illegally through a criminal enterprise. This Sunday's Super Bowl in Tampa, Florida, will hardly rake in as much revenue as in past years, but it is a welcome salve for Florida's third largest city, with local businesses grateful for any windfall during a pandemic. Last year's Super Bowl in Miami brought that city $572 million in new spending, according to Miami's Super Bowl Host Committee. This year's figure is expected to be far lower due to COVID-19, with limited attendance at the game, canceled corporate events, and curtailed spending. Again, this is American football. That's what the Super Bowl is referring to. And in Australia, Victoria health officials said on Thursday that they believe 520 players and support staff connected with the Australian Open are at a relatively low risk of having been exposed to the new coronavirus by a Melbourne quarantine hotel worker who tested positive for COVID-19. Thursday's play in the warm-up tournaments at Melbourne Park was canceled after the case was announced late on Wednesday, and the 520 who underwent quarantine at the hotel were instructed to get tested and isolate until they have a result. And again, here we are talking about tennis. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.